Can you review the design of that study and what we've seen from it?
Certainly. That was a study that was completed in January or February of this year. And now they've reported progression-free survival data have met this primary endpoint. It was a study that looked at cisplatin-5-FU with or without ramucirumab. And the patients who have received ramucirumab have a statistically significant improvement in progression-free survival. And the progression-free survival advantage is such that it is highly unlikely that the overall survival advantage will not be statistically significant. So the thought is that it is very likely that there will be an OS advantage with ramucirumab and that we will see FDA approval for this agent now in all lines of therapy. The big question, of course, is do you continue ramucirumab in multiple lines of therapy? And with other agents showing efficacy in this disease, where do you use ramucirumab? Do you use it up front, second line? And I think that things are finally getting interesting in this disease where we have multiple competing drugs that are actually efficacious.
But I guess, again, in the second line setting, quote, there's no maintenance, but I imagine there are people who get neuropathy where you drop the paclitaxel.
So oh, absolutely, yeah.
It kind of works out like it really is maintenance anyhow.
That's right.
But you give it until progression.
Correct.
Right. So that is interesting, and we'll see whether that plays out. It was interesting. I referred to your, quote, colleague, Charlie Fuchs, and of course, he did a lot of the work on ramucirumab, but he's not your colleague anymore, so he's gone now.
Well, he's now the director of the Yale Cancer Center.
So he got stolen by the Mets, or whatever. Anyhow.
He's actually a Yankees fan.
Oh, he's a Yankee?
Be careful about that.